This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
David Toscano was recently reelected to the Virginia House of Delegates representing Charlottesville and urban Albemarle County, the urban ring of Albemarle County, and he joins us live in studio. Good afternoon, sir.
It's great to be back, you know, and I must say, it's very nice that you have your hand sanitizer here.
Yes.
For those who can't see it on the radio, good to hear you back.
I always have my hand salve handy. Thank you very much. It was quite a week. And congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, no opponent, but a victory nonetheless, as we say.
Nonetheless, and I'm very appreciative of those folks who voted for me to send me back, and I'll try to do the best I can for them.
David, you're generally speaking, your thoughts on the recent elections here in Virginia?
Well, you know, it was a good night for Democrats. I think it's a good night for Virginians. I think what we're doing, I think, in the state is moving back toward the center, towards a result-oriented, pragmatic form of government. I think it's good that the Democrats took back the Senate with pragmatic leadership. We're going to see how that works with the House, which is still largely controlled by the Republican Party, and we'll see if we can work some compromises to improve the lives of people in the Commonwealth.
Do you think we're going to see the Republican Party, as a result of this recent elections, pick new leadership, or are they going to stay with who they have?
You know, it really remains to be seen. I think people ought to look at the very beginning of the session. It's going to tell you a lot of which way we're going to go. If there's a move to replace the leadership and a move to deny Democrats additional seats on committees, which we ought to get because our numbers are larger in the House, I think you're going to see more ideological gridlock. On the other hand, I think if the leadership largely stays in place and Democrats are rewarded with the additional numbers on committees that are reflective of our additional numbers in the House, maybe some folks are beginning to say, yeah, we got to figure out a way to work together in a pragmatic fashion to move the Commonwealth forward.
Because Democrats did pick up four seats in the House. They won the Senate back just barely, but they did pick up four seats in the House.
Picked up four seats in the House. We're now at 44. And under the old rules, we would be entitled to additional seats on various committees, Courts of Justice, Commerce and Labor, Education. There's been a rumor that the rules will be changed so we won't get those additional seats, and we'll just have to see. I think it would be a good sign if we left the rules in place, we get additional ability to participate in government.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano. Got a phone line open at 977-1070. If you've got a question for David, we'd love to hear from you. What do you think we're going to see in January, come January? It's a budget year. It's going to be a big year. We've got a slightly Democratic Senate, a Republican House, a Democratic governor. What's your feel for how this is going to play out in January, February, March, April?
Well, you know, it's really too early to predict. In theory, because the voters have spoken and they've asked for a more centrist, pragmatic approach, you would like to think that the legislators would get the message and they would say, yes, we need to compromise. We need to bring forward a budget that makes sense. The risk is, because there's a Democratic Senate and a House, a Republican House, that you could have a budgetary impasse. And I'd hate to see that happen. And I think a lot of people in the Commonwealth would gnash their teeth at that prospect because they want government to work. The good news is that we've had a results-oriented governor in office for the last 6 years between Mark Warner and Tim Kaine, and I'm hopeful that people will work together to get a good budget passed.
We're talking with Delegate David Toscano, who won re-election last week to the Virginia House of Delegates. Give us an idea what kind of legislation that you're looking at as you head back to Richmond in January. Right. Is there anything in particular that you're looking at carrying?
Sure. Well, you know, again, the first thing to reflect on is not just about bills I carry, but the things I get to support. And we have the first Governor Kaine budget coming forward. It'll include probably some increased spending on education, which I think will be a really critical piece of that budget, increased spending on mental health, which I think a lot of people consider important. But for me, I've got a few things that I'm working on. I'm very interested in the foster care service delivery system to make sure youngsters who are in foster care gain some permanency in their long-term lives. And I've got a couple bills I'm going to put in, one that would allow kids to come back into the system after they've aged out at 18 to provide some additional services so that they can get good jobs and take their place in society. I've got one that will help encourage independent living programs for youngsters so that they can be trained to take their place when they turn 18. On the environmental side, I got a couple of bills. One is that...
Before we leave that, because we had the First Lady of Virginia on this program, and she talked about those initiatives of these kids who are in the state system, and then they turn 18, and they're just sort of put on the streets, and there's no place for them to turn to after that. There's, you know, they don't have a family, they don't have parents, they don't... Where do they go for anything, or any advice about getting a job or how to do a resume? They literally are on their own.
Yes, we have thousands of kids in the foster care system. I represent one county social services department, and I see this all the time in court. We need to find better ways to bring more permanency to these youngsters, either in the form of having them have a mentor or a family who adopts them or a family who is the permanent foster care provider, or just providing them with independent living skills so that when they turn 18 or they get out of the system at whatever age, they're able to have a good job and to take their place in society rather than become a burden to society. And I think that's part of what the initiative the First Lady's been pushing. It's part of some of the things I've been trying to work on in the first session I've been down there, and I'll work on this time around as well.
Great, great. We're talking with David Toscano, recently reelected to the Virginia House of Delegates, representing Charlottesville and parts of Albemarle County. And some of the other legislation, you mentioned some environmental pieces.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people around here are very interested in sustainability, energy conservation in new construction. I've got a bill that I've been working on with the home builders, which would provide a tax credit to owners of new homes where the homes are built to what's called Earthcraft certification. This is a higher level of sustainability and conservation than just what's called Energy Star for those people who are interested in the field. And it has to do with how you insulate, how you build, and how you maintain a home. We're trying to provide some tax credits to give a little oomph to the marketplace so that people will be able to buy these places, and we'll see more and more building of this type. I'm also interested in working on a bill that will limit emissions that come from school buses that idle their engines rather than shut down their engines when they're around school buildings. And you know, you don't think about this, but it's got health implications for kids who are in or around the school buses, as well as issues for energy conservation. So we're going to look at a bill like that and put it in for the session.
What do you think is going to happen to the abusive driver fees?
Well, I think the
long pause.
long pause. I mean, I've opposed these for some time. I think we should repeal or fundamentally revamp them. I understand the argument that there's certain offenses that make sense to try to discourage by higher fines, but I don't think you fund a transportation network on the backs of abusive drivers. It doesn't raise much money, and it's unfair to Virginia residents because people who are out of state who commit the same offenses aren't treated the same way. So I'd like to see them repealed. We can go back and try to find a different way to make up that money. And if we want to discourage bad driving, we can do it through fines.
The governor has talked about dipping into the rainy day fund to make up the budget shortfall. The budget, we have more money than we did. We just don't have as much as we thought we were going to get because of the downturn in the housing market. But do you advocate that? Would you support that? Or do you believe that we should just spend what we got?
I'm very supportive of Governor Kane, but I think the first thing you got to look at, are there places where you can cut or limit the increases? And if you come to the point where you can't find the additional money and you absolutely have to have the service, that's the purpose of the rainy day fund. I'm not convinced we're at that point. It looks like the budget shortfall in the upcoming biennium is going to be a lot less than what was came out in this last year. There are ways that we can just slow down some of our capital spending so as to make up the difference. So I want to hear a lot more before I'm ready to dip into the rainy day fund.
David Toscano, recently reelected to the Virginia House of Delegates, and he is live in studio. If you've got a question, phone lines open at 977-1070. It's a budget year, and some of the folks that I've talked with said that we can expect more partisan bickering this year than we saw last year, because last year it was moderate Republicans in the Senate versus very conservative anti-tax Republicans in the House. This year we're looking at all kinds of Republicans and Democrats in the Senate now, and that we might expect a little bit more headlines about disagreements in Richmond.
Well, I think the risk is you're going to see a lot more disagreements. The question is whether at the end of the day people will say, yes, we don't agree on everything, but we got to put together a budget. We have to govern. That's our responsibility, and we're going to have to develop a compromise package that works. I think folks around here would be very interested to look at what happens with what's called the re-benchmarking of funding for education. It's going to be, we do this every 2 years where we sort of up the ante for education to make sure we take account of inflationary pressures, increases in teacher salaries that we need to have. That's going to be over $1.2 billion. There are people in the House.
In additional money?
Additional new money just to fund the basic increases, to fund the standards of quality in education, the things that we take for granted in all of our school divisions across the state. The baseline funding for education
is going up over $1 billion.
It's going up over $1 billion. And there are some in the House who want to cut that back. There will be a huge fight over that if there's an attempt to have that occur. And
because the conservatives want to redefine the base, lower the bar.
The conservatives generally want to lower the bar. The more pragmatic elements and the more liberal elements want more spending on education. So you could see a little friction there. And I think how that issue gets resolved will determine largely whether there's going to be a budget impasse. Because if you can resolve that issue, that's a huge piece of the budget. I think we'll be able to resolve a lot more.
David Toscano, representing parts of Albemarle County and all of Charlottesville in the Virginia House of Delegates, returning to Richmond in January. And David, remind folks how they can get in touch with you.
You can get me by phone. I'm the only Toscano in the book. You can get me by email at toscano@cstone.net. Call my office, 220-1660. Buttonhole me on the street.
There you go. Thank you, David, so much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.